Two retired coal miners have sent a cease and desist letter to the U.S. Senate campaign of Amy McGrath. The two retirees were shown in a campaign ad for the candidate. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Becca Schimmel. Randy Robbins and Albro Hall say they didn't know a video of them would be used for a political attack advertisement until after it was already being broadcast. The ad featured a reenactment of a 10-hour bus ride to Washington, D.C. by coal miners advocating for black lung benefits. The McGrath campaign says they are reviewing the letter. Spokesman for the McGrath campaign, Terry Sebastian, says all of the miners were informed that they were being filmed for an ad. The two retired miners dispute that and say they thought the video of them was being used for a documentary relating to the work of the Black Lung Association. The ad was already scheduled to stop running on September 16th. Sebastian said the two coal miners who sent the letter also signed up to receive McGrath campaign shirts and hats. In the cease and desist letter, both miners are described as being personally offended by seeing their images being used in a political attack ad that they say doesn't reflect their personal feelings or beliefs. Counsel for both retired coal miners is calling on the McGrath campaign to stop using what they say is the unauthorized use of their images. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel.